Blog Talk Radio.
This is Rich Money, and you're tuned into G3 Palace. Love, life, and loyalty with Steph Dallas. Love and entertainment is butter, baby.
It's your boy, Mike Jack. So I'm in the stand up. Yeah, we popping bottles and throwing them dollars up. Getting VIP, I'll hit it. I'm sipping on Patron. I'm six ladies with me. I'm partying all night long. I be on my grown man shit like this. I be on my grind, I just can't miss. Ain't no doubt about it. Getting money ain't no stopping. And that's why I'm turned up like this. Oh, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man shit. I'm on my grown man. We getting money popping.
Today, sponsored by Goodfellas Barbershop out in Staten Island, Goodfellas Barbershop out in Queens, Havana Cigars Lounge. Come smoke a fat head with your boy and sip on a little something, something. Come get your hair done over here. And today's show, we're going to talk about, we're going to ask this question: do women really know what they want in the bedroom? And if the man ain't doing it right, do you tell your man, or how do you tell your man? And are the men receptive to it? You know what I'm saying? And vice versa. The same thing. Do a man know what he wants in the bedroom? And hold on one second. And does a man know what he wants in the bedroom? And are we receptive to telling a woman what we want in the bedroom? And is she receptive to it? You know what I'm saying? Not being judgmental. Or critical, or being harsh, or being hard. Like, why can't your significant other accept it as constructive criticism? Say, for an example, I'll tell a young lady, yo, I don't like the way you giving me head. Why does she have to be like, well, shit, it's good, I had no complaints before. Okay, maybe the guy that you was doing with before wasn't as well endowed as I am, or he's not as big as I am, or he was just happy to get his shit sucked. You know what I'm saying? He didn't want to tell you, or he didn't know how to tell you. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be open-minded in certain things. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be ready to accept what's being told and maybe, you know, help your partner or do it. Or get your non-listen ass out my motherfucking bedroom. One or the other. You know what I'm saying? Vice versa. You're going to do it or you're not going to do it. If you're going to do it right, you do it right. If you're going to do it wrong, don't do it at all. You know what I'm saying? And also, you have to be, how can I say this, receptive to, if you want to be in a monogamous relationship, so you have to be open-minded in the bedroom. So you have to tell your partner what you like and what you don't like, or how you want it and how you don't want it. And the word no should not be in your vocabulary whatsoever in the bedroom if you want to have a monogamous relationship. If you want your man to be loyal to you 100%, 1,000%, 1 million percent, you have to do and try everything that your man wants, and vice versa. If your woman wants to try different things, you have to be open-minded to try it, because if you don't do it, somebody's going to fucking do it. You know what I'm saying? So if you want a monogamous relationship, you have to be open-minded and do all of those things. You know what I'm saying? You have to be receptive to that. Okay, and part two show will be, as well, if you're in a relationship with somebody and you break up with that person, but you have mutual friends, do you break up with the friends as well, or do you split them into groups? You know what I'm saying? So if I'm dating somebody and me and her break up, or we stop fucking around and we stop dealing with each other, and I'm friends with, like, her girlfriends, whatever, do I cut her and her girlfriends off? Or I just cut her off and be cool with her girlfriends? Or if I'm hanging out, I'm throwing something, or I'm throwing a little get-together at the crib, whatever, do I invite her girlfriends over? Yo, and not her? Like, I'm breaking them into two groups, you know what I'm saying? What's the right thing to do and what's the wrong thing to do? Or is there a right and a wrong thing to do in that situation? You know what I'm saying? So feel free to call into the radio show, or just listen here online at GQ Palace Radio, Blog Talk Radio, or call in 646-200-3838. Call in and listen, or press number one if you want to call in and chime in and give you a little regards or say what you want to say or get a little shit off your chest, and call in 646-200-3838. Press one. We're going to take a little break, and we're going to come right back to the show and see what you callers have to say. Boom! Whoop!
Watch Rose! It's a remix!
It's gonna be a beautiful night.
CISA, it's Tiffa and Nico.
I got the champagne. Everybody get glad.
Champagne Dave, big boat night.
Let's start it off sexy, what do you say?
A lot of Jamaican flavor.
And all the ladies say. And all the ladies say. I think I like that. And all the ladies say. Welcome to the champagne life. Where trouble is a bubble in a champagne glass. Dreams and reality are one and the same. And we gon' do it like this.
Got an addiction for life in this baby. I can't be days in my birthday. No, but I'm getting. And reserve the time not to stop for I'm sick. Me and my friends, it's about sickness. Designer suit that makes them forget me.
services, I'm partying in the Mediterranean. Champagne nights with boys like Neo. We in the fast lane, we predict like Cleo. Maserati Maybach, days road blazing, shopping like crazy, so amazing. Oh, our life is a dream, me no know the real world. Yeah, the matter not can't be material, girl. Force it a good life, a glass of bubbly. It's a beautiful thing, pretty like your aunt candy. Everything good, everything well started. Real top notch, me a tell them what we'll talk about.
Certain things you can do yourself, like if you need your life to lift up, lift it up. you know, like,
right.
if you could guide them physically without saying anything, and then they'll get it.
Right. You know what
you
I'm
know,
saying?
But it's something that's repetitive, like, this nigga won't do this, this, and the third, and it's something that you really want, then you should say something.
Well, you need to smack him upside his fucking head and make sure he do what he's supposed to do.
Right, but it shouldn't come to that point. Right?
No, it shouldn't come to the point where you got to tell a man what to do. At some point along the line, he has to realize that you say, you know what, let me try this, let me do this. Or someone along the line, he has to realize what pleases you and what doesn't please you.
Right,
What gets you off and what don't get you off. You know what I'm saying? Also,
it's all in the amount of patience.
I say that again, baby?
It's all in the amount of patience, too. Like, some women don't have the patience to, you know, guide
right.
someone. So, like, you might hear it the first time. Like, it won't be, like, you know, concurrent. And then all of a sudden you're like, you know
right.
something?
Uh-huh.
I don't like that.
Also, I think the number one problem is, everybody's looking for that marathon fuck. It ain't a marathon. It ain't really like a marathon fuck or this. It's all about pleasing the other person. You know what I'm saying? It ain't about.
We should be looking for this fuck.
Right. It ain't about me fucking you for 3-4 hours. Shit. If I can get your ass off in 10-15 minutes or 5 minutes, goddamn, I just fucking pat myself on the damn
back. I
don't
know about 5 minutes.
I'm saying if I can please you, make you bust off in 5-10 minutes, I can pat myself on the back because I'm pleasing you. You know what I'm saying? That's my job. But if I'm there and I got to fuck you 2-3 hours and shit ain't shit happening, come on, son.
Okay, I got to, like, all right. I'm older now. I'm a year older. So I got to
right.
agree with that. Like, you know, the timing, if they get the job done, you know, that's what
right.
it is. But, you know.
Of course. You're supposed to try and get that's your main goal, to fucking please the other person. And ladies, it ain't about me pleasing your raggedy ass all the fucking time. You can't just get in the bed and we start getting on. You want to roll your ass over and tilt your fucking ass up and say, hit it for the back, daddy, because that's the shit that you like the most. What the fuck about me?
Okay, but yeah, I agree. It should be mutual.
Right.
It should be mutual. I mean, I can't count on one hand how many times that happened. Like, somebody finished for me or, you know, like, somebody gets beaters off or whatever, like, and I'm like, all right, you ain't finished, but, you know, like, if
right,
you want it to keep happening, you have to be a beast.
Well, listen, this is a time to be a beast and this is a time to be a lame. You know, I might want you to be a beast tonight and let you fucking do me. Please my ass. Well, I got to be a beast all the fucking time and throw my damn back out and shit. All
right, because you're supposed to be.
What do you mean that's what I'm supposed to do?
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do. If that's what I'm doing all the time, that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to match what I'm doing.
I'm not saying I can match what you're doing, but there is a problem if it's always me doing all the work and you trying to match what the fuck I'm doing. Comprende?
So you're saying
understand?
Like the women should just take over and just...
No, I'm not right. Well, don't, I should have to fucking tell you to take over. You should be able to fucking just take over at any point, a given time during the fucking session.
Right.
Anytime during the session, you're supposed to just jump dead in there and do what the fuck you got to do. Hold on, baby. We got two calls on the line. We have Mark and we have Joseph. Mark and Joseph, you there?
How you going?
Mark, Joseph,
Hello?
You there?
Yeah, what's up, man? Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Joseph. Mark, you there?
You doing?
I think we just got Joseph then. What's
yeah.
going on, Joseph?
I'm doing well, brother. How you doing, man?
I'm good, man. We got you and Lola on the phone right now.
Yeah, Lola, how you doing, Lola?
I'm fine. All right,
that's good. That's really
good. You sound nice and calm today, Joseph.
Yeah, I'm nice and calm today because I'm ready for the drama, that's why.
You ready for the drama?
Right
oh, come on, man.
Drama.
What drama?
What's
Joseph?
The rest of your question?
Say that again?
What was the rest of the question?
The rest of the question for today, that was part one. Part two of today's topic is...
I thought you said something about no. I heard something like no shouldn't be in the vocabulary.
Oh, no should not be in your vocabulary in the bedroom. You should be able to explore, because if you don't, if you're always saying no to something, your man's going to go somewhere else and try somewhere else, or vice versa. If you're always telling, if the man's always saying no, the woman's going to go somewhere else and try somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? No should be in the vocabulary. You should be able to try every fucking thing that each other want to try.
Right.
To a certain degree.
You said to a certain degree?
Yeah.
You
ain't sticking up my ass?
First, can you answer the question?
Well, no, I'm not into that. I'm not into degrading a dude in that way. Like, I
That's what I said. That's what I said, to a certain degree. Excluding that, then everything is a go. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay, how about it? Cool.
Excluding
that. The question is, like, should the man be able to ask the woman what they want in the bed, right? I think in the bed, and see if she can be receptive to it. I think, you know, like, if you're in a committed relationship, you know, and of course, you know, the man knows what he wants in that relationship, you know, if she ain't doing it right, she can tell the woman, like, this is how I want it, you know what I mean? But what really counts to me, in my personal opinion, is that it's a presentation to the woman, you know what I mean?
Right.
Because, you know, they're emotional beings. And you can't, like, yo, baby, like, you just not suck
like
this right. So,
about,
you know what I mean?
Like, if you're in a sexual relationship, then, I mean, why have sex? Like, you're in there to do something, and, like, why is there, like, a multiple choice thing of what you should and shouldn't do? I mean, you get in there, you have fun while it's lasting, you ride it till the wheels fall off, you know, literally.
Right.
And that's, like, if the things don't work out, I mean, you can't condemn yourself. Like, you done gave this nigga this guy and a third, and things didn't work out. I mean, you had fun at the moment. You had fun while you were doing it.
Right.
But you had to. But the woman, you see when you tell, some 9 times out of 10, you tell a woman or a man that they ain't doing it right or whatever. They take it as a form of being disrespected, or they don't take it as being constructive criticism. They take.
It's how you say it. Like, if somebody told me that I wasn't doing something right, like, I would definitely
give him the side eye first, cut the shit. And
no, I would be like, really? Like, I would be shocked, especially if I think I am doing it right and I'm not doing it right. I would appreciate it if you use a little tact when you're telling me, because you can't expect to insult how I'm giving you the goods and expect me to give it to you better the next time. That's always going to be in the back of my head. You got to know how to say things to people. You got to know how to talk to people. It's all about regarding someone else's feelings, because that could be a blow to a guy and a girl.
That's right. Because if you tell
if
me I'm not doing it right,
them,
my fucking ego is crushed.
Right, but it's how you say it. Like, you could start it off like, you know, babe, you know that thing you do, could you? But you can't be like, nigga, no, don't do that no more, because I don't like how you do it. You can't, like...
Yeah.
You can't be insulted, especially if this is somebody that you're having sex with on the regular. You should be able to tell them that, you know, you're doing this, or let's try it this way. You could try a different approach by, oh, let me show you, or you could start it off depending on what it is, you know. There's, like, you said something about oral or whatever, like you know, y'all saying every show, like, if bitch is using seed, just forget it. Forget it.
Right.
Like, I don't even want you to do it.
And
as far as dude is concerned, there's only one thing that you could get wrong, and that's, like, putting your mouth, like, on shit that don't even count. Like,
what you mean? There's one thing you could do wrong. What do you mean you could do wrong?
I'm just saying, it's like, if you're not doing what you have to do when you're giving a girl oral sex, it's, what can you do? The girl could push your head in a direction, you know, like, you can't, it's not like a girl when you grab in their hand and you're trying to force them down and they fighting you back. Like, you ain't going to choke off eating a hoodie. So, if I'm guiding you in a direction, if I'm pushing you down a little bit more, you just need to follow my lead and do what I'm trying to show you to do.
So what do we do if we feel you ain't sucking the dick right? We just can't grab you, move you over this way or that way if all I get is fucking teeth?
Well, I don't know about all that.
See?
But... I'm just saying. I don't know about all that.
What would be the right way to tell you? What would be the right way for me to tell you then, Lola?
Like, how to, like, your teeth.
Baby, you scraping me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, you're going to...
No, you just go, your teeth.
But just let a bitch know that shit hurt. We already understand that shit hurt. So, you know, somebody might not, you know that they're using too much tea. Like, you know, you got to tell them that it hurts, you know, or if that's something that you could revisit at a later date, you just have a stop, you know, and try something else. But if this is somebody that you're going to continue to have sex with, you're going to have to visit that situation eventually and correct it.
Right. And look, I asked you a question. We both agreed with the presentation with Matt, like how you tell your
I can't hear you. Say that again.
So far, we do agree that, you know, it's the way that you tell your spouse, you know, how you like it, you know, what they're doing wrong. But do you agree that it's also about timing, too? You know what I mean? Like, pick a time and set a mood, tell your spouse. You just don't come out, tell them, you know, strike a conversation, and be like, you know what, please, you know, this and that. You know, when you have sex, it's not, no disrespect, you make me feel good, but can you try it this way? You don't necessarily have to tell me that, but can you try it this way? Can you do a little different? It's all about timing.
Well, yeah, it's all about timing. You can't talk to me while we in the supermarket or we going to visit your mom's or some shit, and you all of a sudden want to tell me about how I done fucked up sucking your dick the other night. Like, you might want to have this discussion immediately after.
Yeah.
Who that talking?
That's Lola. You hear Mark?
Yeah, I was here. I was in a heated conversation with Melvin. I had it all on mute. I heard you.
Okay.
I heard you call me, but I couldn't respond right there.
Yeah. Hi, Mark.
What's up, Lola?
Ain't nothing.
What up, Duke?
I heard you say something that I need to comment on.
I'm listening.
All that mouth you got, you talking about some, you got a hard time expressing yourself? What the hell am I hearing here?
And, like, as far as I told you that physically, like, I have a hard time telling you, but I will physically move, like you said, like, if you like the leg up here, if you like this, if I want this to be done, I'll do it. I'll put myself in that position so you know that that's what I like.
Yeah, but you said,
now, it's not too many times that I've done something and a nigga ain't catch on. So I never really had to express myself.
Right. Because you both know what you want. You know what I mean? That's what I think.
Right. Eventually, if you in sync and if you're sexually compatible, they should know automatically she's doing this because it's what she likes.
That's right. You're right.
Okay, but some women do get mad when you tell them that. They're like, well, my last man like that. Why you don't fucking like? I never had no problems before. Maybe.
First of all, that's tacky to even throw in another nigga while you having discussion about your sexual relationship.
But they fucking do it. The first thing they say, I never had no complaints before. So automatically, okay.
All right, then go fuck his dick. Then go fuck his dick. Then what you telling me for? Like you sucking my dick wrong. That's what I'm saying. It's apples and oranges. Like, what you telling me about another nigga for? We ain't got the same dick, and that's the same thing about a dude. Like, you ain't eating my pussy, right? I don't care. Some bitch just might just get excited over a nigga mouth being on their shit. Not me. I'm serious about my shit. Don't put your mouth down there if you don't know what you're doing.
You know what? Hey, you gonna put your shit down his throat like you do it is, right?
I didn't hear you, what?
Mark, I ask you a question, Mark.
What's up?
You heard the topic?
Yeah.
All right, can we get it? How do you feel about that, man?
Who that talking?
That's Joseph talking right
there,
Mark.
Yeah, we want to know what you feel about it.
Do I have a problem with telling the motherfucker, the chick, that she ain't
fucking you right. She ain't sucking you right. Her shit ain't up to par in the bedroom.
Like, what do you tell a girl that's not fucking you right? What do you say to them? Like, that's like...
Basically, I'm going to be laying a smack down, so she's going to be telling me that I'm not fucking right. That's how that's going to be. I ain't going to say she ain't got to do much, but she do got to she do got to act like she got some life to her and not just be laying there like a lump on a log.
But I think you should participate 100%. Like,
right. So I'm gonna be putting the work in. So if anything, she gonna be telling me, oh, you know, or like Lola said, she gonna be doing stuff that she likes that I should be as a man and having a little experience under my belt. I should be able to know automatically from the hints that she's throwing.
Right.
So
either it hurts or it feels good.
Right. So, but if she laying there like a lump on a log and ain't even got no pushback or no squirming or no moaning, no groaning, and you know that sensual shit.
That
oh,
fucking mime. That you call mime pussy. Mime.
No, there ain't no mime. Yo, listen, I had a girl I used to fuck with. This bitch had, she showed no emotions in the bedroom. I mean, I could be fucking the shit out of her. I could be with some dead dick. She shows no emotion. So you don't know if it's good or bad. You know what I'm saying? So, okay, so I just start fucking the bitch harder and harder and harder. Next you know,
yeah,
this bitch is fucking hollering. Well, bitch, if you show some fucking emotions, I know what was working and what wasn't working. I'm sorry if I broke your shit. So you gotta learn. You gotta learn to fucking speak up. You must speak up in the bedroom.
Right. I totally agree. And if the motherfucker ain't giving, if the motherfucker ain't giving some head right, oh well, that she gonna have to get her game up. Because it's gonna be like, I shouldn't have to be pushing your head down or you know,
I should be trying to crawl out the fucking bed.
Yeah, I shouldn't have to be doing all that. You know, you should. If you gonna attempt to do it, you better know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Right, like I said, if you don't know how to do it, you don't got no business being down there.
All right, so okay, but that comes the other part of the topic. He got the business being down there. So that means he's not doing his part of the job. So you're gonna go some fucking where else and get your fucking coochie ate if you love getting your motherfucking coochie ate.
I mean, not really, because...
Yes, well,
it's
not really.
If, no,
because... If you want a monogamous relationship, you have to please your man, and he has to please you. So if
yeah,
he ain't pleasing you or you ain't pleasing him, something ain't right.
Oral is part of the sexual
act. I'm not saying oral, just sex period. Just sex period.
No,
just
but
sex,
I'm
yeah.
saying, like, when I say you ain't got no business down there, I meant, like, orally. Like, you don't got no business down there. Fucking gnawing on my shit. You don't got no business down there playing around. Like, we could get straight to the fucking grits and gravy. Like, we ain't gotta go through all that other shit. Try something else.
Sex is supposed to be the major part of your relationship until you figure out what each other likes.
No, you know.
Sex is supposed to be the major part of relationship until you figure out what each other likes. Then y'all can slow it down.
So you mean
until
to tell
then,
me that
we
got to
be fucking like a motherfucker to
figure
out what he likes and what she likes?
That's crazy.
No, sex is not a major part of a relationship because you got to be.
No, hear what I'm saying. I said a major part until you figure out what each other likes. Once you figure it out, it's not a major part no more. You know what I'm saying? You're trying to explore one another and learn each other and learn.
No, it's an important part of your relationship. It's not a major part because when you think about it, you got to think about it. You got to know somebody first before you want to have sex with them. Otherwise, you're just fucking. So if you're talking about a sexual
relationship, it is just fucking until you know what other person likes, right or wrong. When you know what other person likes, it's
lovemaking. I'm not just fucking you if I don't know nothing else about you.
No, I know
like,
what you're saying, but once I get to know you and we know each other's body, now we're lovemaking. We're not fucking no more. But until we know what each other wants, we fucking. We ain't making no fucking love because I'm trying to figure out what the fuck you want. And then I know what you want. Now I'm pleasing you. I'm making love to you.
Oh, I understand what you're saying, guys. I'm just
know what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. I think what you're saying, like when you first get with somebody sexually, you know what I mean? You don't know what that person don't know what you like in the bed, how you like it, and vice versa. So until then, you just straight just fucking. And then gradually as time go on, you start learning more about this woman. Okay, you find out She like it in the ass. You know, she like it this, she like that. She like it different ways. Is that what you're saying, Dallas?
Yeah. You motherfucking right.
I had an issue.
Listen, Lola, if me and you was fucking, right? Me and you was fucking. You know, let's cut the shit. Me and you was fucking, right? Until I know what you want, until you know what I love in the bedroom, then we really just fucking. We trying to figure each other out. So that's not really love making.
Yeah.
That's a fucking trial and error. Now I know that you want, and you know what I want. Now we making love.
Then we turn into a heart,
huh?
Right? Then
I thought you was making
hard.
Love. I thought you just made love when there was emotions involved. I think
hell,
fucking
not, no,
when
I'm
you
fucking.
Know when you know when you know what each other wants.
No, it ain't love, man. We know it ain't love,
making
when emotions
sense.
Evolve
yo,
because
no,
it takes time
right.
for the emotions to get involved.
No, Dallas. Hear what she said. What you said. When you with somebody, you just play fucking until you get to know what they like.
Well, Joseph.
Start making love.
Okay, so Joseph, when you meet somebody you fucking the first time, you making love or are you fucking?
Fucking.
Thank you.
I don't know what
you're saying. So what are you saying then? You kind of
that's what Lola said. Lola said when you're involved in a relationship, then you're making love. Because you've been with
No, not in a relationship. I mean, I said if you're emotionally involved or if you're
okay,
like.
You're emotional. Yeah, but Lola, so you mean to tell me, okay, you meet a dude and y'all fuck the second date y'all went out. Your emotions are involved that quick? No, your emotions are not involved that quick.
No, they're not. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying we're just
right.
fucking.
And right, that's what I'm saying.
Let me tell you something. The sex is not as good as it would be if you were feeling somebody.
No,
If I'm not feeling you, we just fucking, and you could do whatever you want to do, and I'm going to feel like, you know, as long as you fucking me the way you're supposed to be fucking me, it's all good. Like, if you change from that, it's no discussion after that. Like, if your sex starts faltering or falling to the wayside or whatever, I don't got to fuck with you no more, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. I don't got to explain shit to you. We don't need to have no kind of discussion because that's it. I don't owe you nothing. We was just fucking.
So there was no emotion involved in that. What you saying
then? There's no, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But like I said, think about it. If you fucking with somebody and you was fucking with them for a long time, and you emotion was involved in everything, and then the emotions fade, and you fucking them after that, you start finding out some wrong shit about the way they was fucking you. You like, this shit ain't as good as it used to be. Like, you're not really feeling them like that. So you really got to be mentally, you got to be strong mentally in order to enjoy the sex. Otherwise, you, after that nut, you empty. You might go home, and that's how motherfuckers wind up fucking other people because they looking for something to satisfy them all around the board. Like we can't have sex, and then I don't got no feelings for you, and then like that's an easier way to say no to certain shit, nigga. Just fuck me and get this shit over with. We ain't gotta have no discussion about what you need and what I need. Let me just get my nut and we out of here. Like come on now, I ain't even staying in your crib. Like we out. Like what's going on? We fucked and that's it. Like, it's certain levels of having sex. Not everybody's having sex to make love.
Well, right, but we're talking about a relationship, though. If you're in a relationship, we're not talking about fucking some random-ass nigga or some random-ass. We're talking about if y'all in a relationship.
That's true. All right.
Y'all
so
in a relationship, then you gotta know what that person wants. You gotta figure that shit out. And, you know,
Lola,
and
ask
and
a question.
Yeah.
Lola, ask a question. Have you been in a long-term relationship before? Long-term, like, maybe another year, not?
I was in a relationship for 16 years.
Okay, check this out. Now, there's three levels. We're talking about make love, sex, and fucking. Now, when you first met this person, right, out of three levels, when you first had to bed with this person, what was it? Was it sex, love, or just fucking? And what is
no, actually,
with?
because of my age, I was
right.
young, so
right.
I was with him a minute before we had sex. A minute.
Okay,
so, like, we was already cool and everything. Like, we already had a relationship emotionally before I had sex with him. So, of course, when I had sex with him, it was, you know, it was love. It was all I
was love.
Love.
You was young. It
make love.
Yeah.
Love.
Right.
Okay.
And then, you know, so, and I was also in a relationship for 5 years. And, like
okay.
I said, like, you know, I've said it a few times before. I'm not,
right.
I'm the type of person where I'm, I like to build a certain like rapport with people. I like to, I don't want to not fuck with you no more, and then we ain't friends. We not speaking nothing. So I got to know him as well. You know what I'm saying? So after five years was up or whatever, and whatever happened and things fell apart or whatever, it was throughout all of that, it was all love. Like, it wasn't, I was just fucking him. And if we had an issue, we had that bond that if there was something going wrong in the bedroom, he voiced it and I voiced it. We joked about it, to be honest. Like, we used to joke about it. Like, he used to clown me for shit and I used to clown him for shit. But the next time it happened, he did what he was supposed to do. And vice versa.
Okay.
So since it was love at first, right? As the relationship went on, it was fucking, right?
What you mean, as the relationship went on? No, I don't understand. No, repeat the question, I mean.
I'm trying to be funny, yo. I'm trying to be funny. Right?
Oh. Yeah, you know, like, after a while, because you got to think about it. Like, and, like I said, in my situation, I was young. I didn't really know exactly, you know, I ain't had, like, 50 dicks in my life or whatever. Like, that's what I knew. So, yeah, so, you know, so as you get older and more experienced, you know what you want after that. So now you could say what you got to say. Huh?
So you were fucking at first. You were just fucking. You were young. You were fucking.
No, I wasn't fucking because it was wrong. Because what do I compare it to? What do I compare it to if I've been fucking with this nigga for years? No, he wasn't my first, but I'm just saying, like, what can I compare it to if I'm fucking this nigga day in and day out?
Well, that's what I was talking about. I was talking about the first time you did it. Was it to you, was you fucking or making love or having sex?
The first time that I had sex, I did it because I wanted to get shit over with and wanted to see what all the fuss was about. And I fucked him once and I never fucked him again.
Oh, so damn, was it good or bad? It must have been bad.
It was good, but I'm just saying, like, I just wasn't, to me, the first time wasn't, you know, I was like, what the fuck was all the fuss about?
So you said your expectation of the way it should be. You haven't had it in my house, how it should feel. You know how it's going to go down and go to
the you're young. Like, when you're young, it's totally different. That's how people get jammed up by doing certain things when they're young and they don't know the difference between certain things. And now you feel like because he was the first, you need to be with that nigga forever. The nigga was a dick, and that was the end of that. Like, all right.
Exactly. Yeah. You're just moving your body, getting the feeling.
What
right.
That's it.
Right.
What the hell is that other controversial ass Ella sis at?
I'll
text that. Oh, controversial.
Now, as far as saying no, no shouldn't be in the vocabulary, I totally agree. I feel like whenever somebody wants, like, if you with somebody and you fucking with somebody, no should not be in the vocabulary. If I'm ready to fuck, no should not be in your vocabulary and vice versa, you know, because if, you know, if we're doing the, you know, we're doing something, like, what are you saying no for? Not today, tomorrow. It's going to happen eventually. What you saying no for?
Correct. Hold on, y'all. We have another call on the line. We have Tiffany on the line. Tiffany, are you there?
Oh. Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Lola, let me ask you a question on what you just said. You said no should not be in the vocabulary, right?
Right.
Oh. And I'm 100% with that. You tell me no, motherfucker, we done. But wasn't you one of the ones that said...
I already know what you're going to say, player.
I was one of the ones that said what?
You can't get no booty hole tonight.
A few weeks ago, when Yaya said, if I ask my mate for some head and he give it to me, he not supposed to get none. You agree with that, right?
Okay, hypothetically speaking, I suck a dick on the drop of the dime if he asked me to. But I'm just saying.
No. Naya said that she should, her mate should be able to give her some head and not
and
get
not expect nothing in return.
Right, and not expect nothing in return.
Right, but I also said that I was playing devil's advocate when I said it.
I don't remember that devil's advocate.
Come on now. The nigga, first of all, if a nigga just like doing that shit, he gonna do it anyway. Now, as far as me saying no to him about that, I'm thinking, like, as far as experimentation goes, as far as trying new things goes, like, as far as you fucking in the same type of position, and now if a nigga want to ram your head up in between the headboard, go on and try it. If I get a, you know, if I turn blue, nigga, fucking get my neck from between the headboard. That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not saying, like, no, like, that's what I mean. I mean, like, if, like, we always get to the subject of certain things, like, last week everybody was like, I ain't swallowing, or whatever. But, you know, certain things, you can't knock it until you try it at least one time.
You might get a pass, because I don't remember you saying that devil's advocate shit.
I'm always playing devil's advocate because I'm going home, so it don't really make me no difference.
It ain't no damn no in my vocabulary. You tell me.
What I mean
no,
is, like, even if a dude is, like, if they want to have, if that's your, if you're in a relationship, since we're talking about in relationships, if you're in a relationship and a dude, and your man wants to have sex with you, you shouldn't say no. What you saying no for? You want that nigga to act like he going to the store for some milk and cigarettes and come back when the sun comes up?
Well, Tiffany, what's your take on this, Tiffany?
Huh?
What's your take on this? Stop listening.
No, I don't know.
Yo, hold on one second. Hold on, Tiff. Yo, the lines is flooded. If you want to say anything, please press 1 to join in the conversation. State your name. You can be anonymous, or you give a fake name. Just press 1 and join in the conversation you want to join in. If not,
hell yeah,
just sit your ass there and listen.
Open them lines up to taste the thoughts. Yaya, Mr. Hygiene,
big homie,
Leslie, Precious.
Oh, hold on. We have an anonymous caller. We have Sexy Over 40. Are you there, Sexy Over 40?
Hi, how you doing? Yes.
How you doing, honey?
How you doing today? What is the topic again?
The topic today is, do women know what they really want in the bedroom, and do men know what they want in the bedroom? And are we receptive to the criticism if I tell you, baby, you're not doing this right, or you're not sucking me right, you're not fucking me right? Are you receptive to it, and vice versa?
Well, I'm not receptive to it, but what I can say, it worked. It was what kept my relationship for 5 years going strong, because he told me what I wasn't doing right, and I told him what he wasn't doing right. And we just did what we had to do to make it right. If I wasn't sucking it, sitting on it right, or playing with the balls or whatever, I did it. And he told me vice versa. If he ain't licking my clit right, I need you to play with my nipples while you playing with my clit. Vice versa. You understand? I want to see you. You don't want to see me with no shirt on. Whatever the case may be, you have to do what you have to do to make it fire in the bedroom. Or else,
right,
we all going to go elsewhere.
So you wasn't separate
to the bedroom. I agree with you 100%. That's exactly what I was saying before. Like, no should not be in a bedroom. You should be able to tell your partner what you like and what you don't like. Because if not, they're going to go somewhere else and find out what that person likes and what they don't like. They get their needs satisfied.
Exactly. And that's just basically it. Do what you got to do to keep them. I mean, men, I don't mean to male bash you, but y'all can have everything you want. And just like a car, you see something come out new, you want to test drive it. You want to try it. No matter if we've been all over backwards in the bedroom doing what we got to do, y'all going to still try, you know, every vagina, every, you know, sex in the bedroom ain't the same. And even
all men ain't like that. Some men are like that. Not all men are like that.
Most of y'all are like that.
Lola, shut the hell up.
I mean, I agree, Lola.
Okay, and women are like that too. They see a new motherfucker come around. He's sharp.
But
he's dressed
not,
up. This that.
Nah,
y'all want that nigga dick now too.
Nah, it's worse for men though, because they see she got a fat ass, or I want to hit that, or
women can be really particular. Like, it ain't gonna take a nigga. Like, we can't see what you got in your pants in order to jump on it. Y'all see us physically, and y'all want what y'all see. And
I gotta disagree, because y'all don't see what the fuck we got in our pants, and all y'all say, damn, that nigga fine as fuck. Y'all don't
know.
Yeah,
but that
ain't gonna
make me
wanna
fuck them.
Yeah,
right.
Like,
I
mean,
no,
we don't
want to
fuck y'all either.
No.
It's the same thing. We don't mean we don't
no,
y'all got a big ass and we want to fuck y'all either.
But for
that's
the most part, that's what it be. Yes, it's, yeah, that's a lie. Because yes, y'all
so,
do.
So you're
if
a man
wanna...
now? So you're a man now. Y'all been ass-busted now. Now you're a man, so you can answer what it's been feel,
because,
right?
Because, I mean, no, but when you see a female, that's what you're first going off of. Like,
and say
it was
a man. Y'all ain't
looking
no damn, y'all, listen, cut the
right.
shit. Y'all looking no fucking
yeah,
man and say,
but it's not the same.
That's
it's
the man
the
I want to make me breakfast. No, y'all ain't looking no fucking
no.
man with shit like that. Y'all do
it's
the same
not
thing
that,
you do.
But our first intention, I mean, sometimes you might be like, oh, yeah, I will fuck him. But it's not like that's what we mainly be, you know.
Right, right. We do the same thing. We do the same thing. I might say, yeah, I want to fuck the shit out of her. I might say, damn. She like she got, you know, good head on her shoulders. I might be able to do something with that. Or something
no,
like
yeah,
that.
Right.
If she smiles at you, if she smiles at you, you gotta go.
Listen. It all depends on
the
situation. If I'm walking through an office building and I see this bitch is in the main office behind that desk in the corporate building, you damn right, yeah, I can work with that.
You can work with that, but you still be wanting to fuck her.
And y'all be wanting to fuck
if
the nigga too. I don't give a fuck what he look like. If he look good, y'all still y'all still want to fuck the nigga.
I ain't gonna lie.
Yes, just
I ain't gonna lie. I'm not necessarily gonna act on it.
Right, I'm right. It's right. Saying is vice versa.
I'm not gonna.
You a sexy ass man. You ain't saying.
But dudes are more so to act on it. I'm saying that
you're
females
a man
are.
Now,
yeah, we
Tiffany?
Might say it.
You're a man
okay.
now, Tiffany.
I'm just telling you my damn opinion. I ain't say I was no damn man.
All right,
I'm just
saying. But a man will act on it as if you know. Which you don't know.
I mean, from the experience and from the dudes that I'm around, they act on it. So from what I see, they act on it. I can't speak for any other niggas that I don't know, but I know from the dudes that I know, my brothers included, they will act on it. They will see a girl and they will try that girl.
Right, we have all the all the right. It goes both ways, though. You just can't say
no, it doesn't.
When
you
that.
Think everything goes both ways, it doesn't.
It does go
I mean,
both ways, Tiff. When you see a fucking sexy-ass man, you is not looking at him as nobody that you're going to fucking marry and live the rest of your life with. You looking at that nigga as a sex object. The same, we look at it as a woman as a sex object. Y'all cut
no,
the shit.
No, you might be like,
women
might
look
be
at
fine,
men as sex
objects
as we look
it.
At women as sex
no.
objects.
But that's not how, but most of the time, I mean, it might, I mean, you might
all
have
right, most of the time,
what else
too? Y'all saying, like, that's all we fucking do.
It is.
Yeah, oh my God. Hang up on fucking Tibby. Hang up on her fucking ass.
Why?
What's your name?
Insurance? Oh, God.
Let's get to this other part of today's topic. Yes, sir.
That is all we do. 99% of the men on this line, when we see a hot chick, we want to test drive that car.
Right.
Thank you.
Right.
Thank
right.
you.
No, I never disputed that, but I'm saying the women do that as well. They just
of
can't.
Course
not,
they do.
Man,
and
only
all
men
I
do
said,
it?
No, but I said y'all are more prone to do that than women. I never said that we may not have these feelings like sometimes
right.
all,
niggas
we all like,
oh, the
y'all
want to
fuck him.
We all
right,
have the same feelings. That's what we're on this earth to fucking reproduce.
I don't
that's
know
what we're on this earth to do, to reproduce.
I don't know.
Reproduce.
I don't know if it's like a, if it's like another topic, but we as some of us women, we adjust to if the shit ain't right, we can make it right because we can work it. We've got the skills and abilities of making happen in that level. But you guys, when pussy walls is too wide or it's not right or it's too dry, y'all ready to go to the next one.
Oh, that's
women,
enough, though.
Huh?
Hot dog in the hallway, no.
Listen, y'all can't listen. If y'all, listen, ladies, if y'all... What's your name? 60 over 40? If your pussy is wore out and raggedy, you can't shit to fix that motherfucker.
No, like you said. And you can't fix a little dick either. That's what
I never,
you say.
I'm not disputing that. I don't have that problem, so I'm not worried about
no,
talking about 60
over 40. What if your shit is whack? What if you're not getting to full erection because you got a problem?
Well, if I can't get an erection, I need to help me get one. You just can't say it's my fucking problem. If you ain't
sometimes
turning me on, then it ain't my fucking problem.
Sometimes you overweight. Sometimes you just don't eat right. Y'all just have a lot on your mind. You just...
got a new one on here. Sexy over 40.
Mark.
Yeah.
Put your phone on mute, man.
Man, I got Mr.
You,
Hygiene coming in there.
I was about to say, but do you hear him telling Mr. Hygiene he got a new one on here?
Yeah.
I'm going to kill. He like, we got a new one.
Whitney on here too. But anyway, Tiffany.
Yes?
Y'all look at us just like we look at y'all. Cut the bullshit, all right?
That's exactly what I'm saying. They always trying to, like, downplay this shit.
No,
they can't tell
me. I told you I will overdo it.
Right, keep it 100%. Don't just say only men do it. Women do it.
No, I never said that we don't do it. I said y'all more likely to do that than
you're
we
more
are.
You're more aggressive. Y'all are more aggressive.
And exactly. Only reason we're prone to do it is
we're
aggressive.
We're not quick to say it. You know why we do that? Why?
Because there's more women on this earth than it is men.
Oh, shit. You counted them? Did you count all the bitches, Mark?
So we have to go out there and explore and, you know, try to...
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Y'all do it more than women do. I never said women don't do it. Y'all just do it more than
we're not talking about exploring. We're talking about when you first see somebody of the opposite sex. You don't
say, that is the person that I'm going to do this with. But if you don't act on it, y'all try to act on it. We may not try to act on it. I just get real. I'm just like, slow down and stop going into another part of the subject.
I said, when y'all first see somebody, your first reaction is, I want to.
Say something.
I don't move my body. I move his head.
Well, hold on.
If he's snoring, if he's chewing, You're going to move
chewing,
his head?
If he's chewing on it, I will hold
back.
The top of his head and push myself back.
Hey,
and you're going to start again. And if you
and
do it again, I'm going to push
again.
You back again.
And he's going to gnaw again. We're going to be doing this shit all
no,
fucking
time. No, and then I say, That's what I say,
Especially if it's something that hurts. I don't say nothing after. I just be like, baby, take it easy. You know, a little too left. You gotta go military on the ass. No, I said if you do it too many times.
If I push you back a few times and you don't get that you fucking giving me a hysterectomy, I'm gonna need you to not do it at all. Try something else. I done grab a nigga jaw. I done grab a nigga by his jaw and squeeze his shit like you fucking my shit.
Who is that?
Exactly. Thank you.
Sexy. Oh, newcomer. Come on. Let me tell you.
What was wrong with that? What's wrong with saying?
Yo, hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. We have Yaya on the line. Yaya, you there? Yaya, you there?
I'm here.
Hey, Steph, but hold up. Before we get into any new ones, I had something that I wanted to tell y'all yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to call. I saw some pictures of somebody that be on here acting like she hot maintenance. I wanted to get on this goddamn show today and look for that taste for thought, because I've seen her picture.
What that mean?
Yaya is on the air right now.
Yaya's on the air right now, yes.
What the fuck you think you're talking about?
Okay, I want the potato to see.
Put your phone on mute,
okay.
Tiffany.
I'm sorry.
Don't order your brain on mute.
Okay, Yaya, did you hear today's topic, Yaya?
No, what is the topic?
Today's topic is...
Part one.
Look at your controversial ass.
Do women know what they want in the bedroom? And do men know what they want in the bedroom? And are you receptive to criticism in the bedroom? If your man tell you, baby, you're not doing this right, you're not doing that right, are you receptive to it? And is your man receptive to you telling him he's not doing it right? And how do you tell him that?
Okay, so the first part is, do men and women know what they want in the bedroom?
Right.
Of course, everybody knows what they want in the bedroom.
Okay, so you know what you want in the bedroom, right. So if your man is not doing it right, what do you do?
I'll tell him.
How, when, when do you bring this up? You just go come out and say, baby, you ain't hitting it right. Of course, if you're in a heated moment, all right, that's what I mean by, are we receptive to it? We're not gonna be receptive to it. You know, you know who a perfect person to come into this conversation, and I feel like, wait a minute, I had my moment.
I didn't answer the question.
Who? You hear me? What, Mark? Who? Mr. 500?
When you, I think like with a guy, like if he's,
I would love to hear his thoughts
right,
on this topic.
You should just kind of guy.
Let Yaya talk. Let Yaya finish. Get Yaya.
I think if a guy is not like hitting it right or whatever, you could kind of guide him really without saying anything.
So you can kind of, you know, you grab his hips, you move him around. You know, so you're saying you'd rather be licked right rather than fucked right?
What?
You'd rather be licked right or fucked right?
Your name shouldn't be good IG. Your name should be left field.
Oh, what are you talking about? I'm trying to answer the question.
I'm just asking, man. Y'all know what
I want. Well, say, okay, so Yaya, so if he's gnawing on your pussy, you can't move to the side for him to, you know what I'm saying?
I was trying to stop. Yo, you don't do it like that. You do it too hard. Stuff on it like this. Do a little softer. Lick over here. Do this. I tell them what to do. It's no big deal. How they going to learn if you ain't telling them what to do?
All right.
Damn. Oh, God damn.
Hold on, y'all. We have our resident.
She got a very solid point. I don't know too many men, when they first started off having sex or making love or fucking whatever it is, It had to be these one or two women they like. When they fucking them, they were like, that woman was talking. She like, yo, baby, nah, do it this way. Fuck me hard. Like, and they talking to you. And as they talking to you, after realizing that as time go on, you like, you just picking up on that shit. And now you doing it right. You doing it like it's supposed to be done.
Right. It's how you say it. You can't, like, just say, fuck on it. You like, man, no, but if y'all in the moment and you talking all sexy to him, you like, no, do it like
right.
that, you know, whatever, then they'll flow with it. They won't feel all fucked up like, damn, I feel like
right.
shit. They're gonna
right.
do it. They're going to flow. They're going to learn,
right.
and everybody's going to be happy.
Exactly.
Okay, hold on, y'all. Hold on, y'all. We got Big Homie on the line. Big Homie, you there?
Oh, shit.
How old are we?
Teaching
niggas how to fuck?
What?
That's what we doing at 30 plus years old?
Right.
Hold up. Move here. Slow down. Go faster. That's what we doing?
Hey, Big Homie.
Yo, what's up?
That's Yaya. That's Yaya.
Who was that with that noise in the background?
Yaya said it. I said it.
She said she
I
don't
tell
understand
him that dumb
guys.
Shit. And I think I heard Joseph talk about when we were 2 years
yeah.
old, somebody taught us how to do something when we were seven.
Now, what I said, man, say it right.
You said
yes.
when we was first started, when we first started, somebody had to show us
time.
Something. What the fuck is
that?
Yo, who the hell
anyway,
is your fiction booking? Like, it sounds like a madhouse.
Who got the noise in the background?
That's Mark.
I'm trying to hit these sexual fantasies. I'm not teaching anybody, and I don't have to get taught. But what I'm saying is, if I jump off with somebody, we're not talking about a jump off, we're talking about in a committed relationship. You're in a relationship with this man.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
My man
we're not talking
don't
about a
know how to fuck.
You start
you
smashing.
Think?
You teach him what to do.
Wait. You say if my man don't know how
yes,
to do it.
Yes, your
you're
man, nigga,
with a
your man.
Man. You do.
No, my man don't know how to do it.
Your big homie. Let me break it down. A statement was
my
made that
don't know how to do it. He wouldn't be my man.
All right.
One at a time, y'all.
Y'all dames had y'all turn. Joseph, what you saying about that dumb shit?
I'm saying, the question was, if your spouse is not doing it right in the bed, do you tell them? And somebody alive says yes, and they would tell them this, they'd like, do it this way, do it that way. So I just made a comment. I'm like, you know what? She meant to get a valid point. If you're not doing it right, and sometimes, some point in your life, when you have a sex with some chick, whoever it is, I'm sure she's like, yo, baby, I'm like, fuck you hard to do it this way, do it that way. And during that time, now you know what she wants. Because everyone
yeah, that's
wants
true, but let me tell you something about women.
Women,
you're right, hold up,
you're right.
But all these women are not taking into consideration that this shit is hypothetical. And women's
right.
feelings are very emotional in that subject. So when they say that, yeah, he could tell me this and he could tell me that, that's hypothetically. In real life,
right.
when a motherfucker say that shit, he might be on a pussy diet for 3 months.
Thank you.
That's not what you're
saying.
It's not. Like, a joke.
That's what you think right
now. No.
That's some real shit
that's
he just
I
said.
Know.
That's
why the topic was, are you receptive to it?
The first time a woman goes down on a dude, let's say it's a guy that you know what great head is like. And he's messing with a chick. This is her first time going down. She's trying to do her thing. He's not gonna. If he tells the female, nah, do it like this. Do it a little slower. Make it a little more wetter.
Right.
A lot of
he's
dudes eat that though, y'all. They don't say nothing. A lot of dudes just eat the wax blow job and don't say nothing.
He's talking about taking constructive criticism. So a guy says
y'all
it.
Y'all don't
want to
go there because y'all don't know how to take it.
That's not true, nigga. You don't need
to be every chick? Guy. Do you fuck chicks?
It's for every guy or every woman that's taking constructive criticism. You cannot say that.
All right, do you fuck chicks?
It's for every man.
Do you fuck chicks?
Excuse me?
How many chicks have you fucked?
That's the same thing I told about Tiffany earlier. You're not a man. You don't know that.
How many females have you fucked, she said?
How many
that's a good. Hey, all the women on this phone should answer that question.
If a dude got a cold package deal, but he's not really the best head giver, he don't really know how to eat shit like that. Yeah, I'm while you down there, I'm going to tell you what to do, and I'm going to make you the greatest at it. Bet that, because I know what I like, I know what I want, and I know how I want my shit to eat. I'm going to tell you exactly how to do it. I'm not going to ridicule you or talk shit about you.
No,
I'm going to
tell you right, hey, big homie. I'm going to disagree. If a bitch tell me I ain't doing something, I'm looking at that bitch crazy.
So
that's ego. I don't give a fuck what it is. I'm looking at you crazy. Ego, or whatever the fuck it is. You do another chick,
and she's probably not even pleased, and the chick's so fucking scared or whatever, she don't want to say nothing to you. So now I blame those bitches and tell a nigga that they head game and they dick is whack, because then y'all take that shit and go out to the world with everybody else and expect other bitches not to say shit.
That's what I was saying earlier about if when you tell her, say, well, baby, you're not doing this right, and then she comes back and say, well, I never had no complaints before, bitch, because them niggas was, you know, they was being receptive to it. They didn't want
to say
anymore.
But I said that bitch is tacky, and she even says that.
Or they got a little dick, and you can put your mouth around that shit. You can't put it around this big-ass mule dick I got.
Why would you not say something? If somebody's not pleasing you, why would you not say that?
Because most people are not receptive.
Hey, so Yaya, dude told you that you wasn't giving head right, you wouldn't get mad?
If I do what?
If he said you're not giving me head right, you're not going to get mad?
He wouldn't tell me that, ever.
We're not saying, but it might not be pleasing to him. I can't wrap my thoughts around a nigga telling me that.
What if y'all sitting there, y'all women know y'all shit the bomb on the regular, and then the nigga just come out like, baby, you not, this shit is whack. Like, are you mad? How do you take that? He's lying.
So you fucking yourself now, y'all?
He's feeling the way about himself. He's lying.
Because like I said, I don't think nobody thinks
they shit is garbage. And you think your shit the bomb when you put it on, like, yeah, this ain't like
it. I'm not going to put my shit. Listen, I feel like this with men and women. Your shit is only as good as your partner. If y'all getting it on and it's great. That's between
y'all. That's some bullshit.
But good to me might not be good to the next day. I don't need my partner to be good, yo. That's good.
You're going to be the plumber, y'all.
Get a blog ball. My thing is, like, what's great, I might think this dude right here, dick is the bomb. This nigga shit, oh, my God. The next chick might be like, this shit is trash. So it's about you and that person that you're with. So it's
right.
Like, each his own. You can't, like, just, it's trash. It depends on who you with, the chemistry, what y'all doing.
Now, there's some shit that is straight trash no matter what. There is trash.
There is trash in this world. There's a lot of it.
There is trash.
I know this one chick, that's for the man I'm with to say whatever. I know my shit ain't trash. Don't get me modest in this shit. Let's just erase that. But I'm not gonna, like, my shit is up all.
Okay, but listen, he might be used to a different type of coochie though, y'all.
Okay, but how do you rate this shit? How do you rate this shit? I don't rate my shit.
I ain't gonna fucking complain. I rate my shit on the niggas I'm fucking with. I don't get no complaints.
So you ought to do, if y'all first-hand dude, who he rates your shit at?
That's when you get punched in your face, Yaya. You say, well, I never had no complaints before. Fuck you, me, I had no complaints before.
That's what I'm saying. You think your shit's good because you know you had no complaints before, but say you fuck a brand-new nigga. This nigga, you on top riding the shit out of him. And then he'd be like, how was it? Like, I've had better. And he'd be like, well, you could do this next time. Your ass would be mad. He said, I don't think you're calling no more.
Hold on, one at a time, y'all. A guy saying he has better don't make my shit trash. You have better. I'm trying to be the best nigga. I'm just trying to be good at what I do. I don't give a fuck what you
do.
I know I'm good.
Like big homie says, you're going to put him on a pussy diet for 3 months.
Yeah, but he put on your seatbelt.
Who talks like that to the person that's sleeping with, though? So you a clown and don't deserve no pussy anyway. Ever. Fuck 3 months. How about forever, nigga? Go be with the better bitch then. How about that?
I need to get your shit out.
You're not being receptive to constructive criticism. You see how you just told him go be with the other bitch?
Exactly.
It's not what you say, it's how you say it.
Oh, now it's how you say it. The truth is the truth,
The truth is the truth no matter how you say it.
You just called in. You know it's not. You just called in.
Hey, listen,
you just called in.
Because I said that earlier.
I said that earlier.
I tell you what, if any of y'all ever was that, and y'all told her that, boy, I imagine how she going to flip on y'all ass.
I
hear it all in her voice.
Straight up, baby.
Y'all,
next time,
y'all
do it like this. I like it like this. Whatever.
I gotta be diplomatic with your whack pussy.
Hey, Steph,
you see what I say about her controversial ass?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, let's be real here. I would bring it to her after I finish talking,
can I tell you something without you getting mad? Can you tell me something without you getting mad?
The way you said that was a good approach because now the person is preparing themselves for whatever you're going to say. Can I tell you something about getting mad?
I would take that back, Tana. It'd be like, can I tell you something to be honest? And they'd be like, your shit is booty.
Right.
Your
shit is wrong.
You'll get slapped, Mom. You'll get slapped. Good idea.
Hey, but wait a minute. Let me ask Yaya the second part of this topic, Steph.
Go ahead.
Hey, Yaya.
I'm here.
Should no be in the bedroom?
Should the word no be in the bedroom between you and your partner?
It's a setup.
Your significant other.
Yeah,
not that you just
smash it. I can't hear anybody.
Okay.
What?
Should the word no be in your vocabulary in the bedroom? Once you're in the bedroom, you lock the door.
Hell no.
Respect
don't even belong in the bedroom.
I'm always ready.
You should have that disclaimer between you and your partner from the gate. Yo, I've never seen one of that.
Did you say it should not be in there, Yaya?
I don't believe in the word no.
You see what I said about this too? You see what I said about controversial ass? Remember that topic a few weeks ago when you talk about some, when I asked my man for some head and should I not give him none because he wants some? Should I just get my head
Can a woman get head without returning the favor?
Remember that? And you said, no, we supposed to be able to roll over and go to sleep, and you know our shit sitting there hard, and we want some.
If that's all I want. If I say to my man, boo, I don't want no dick tonight. I just want some head and
if he say, baby, but no,
yourself.
I can't do that because I want some head, too.
If it's going to be a debate like that
and you're in a relationship, then, you know, you're obliged without feeling any ways about it. Like, if you're not going to respect your girl's decision to not carry anything further and you're going to go back and forth with it, I'm like, nigga, here, shut the fuck up, blah, 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 that's it. That's it. Like, it shouldn't be something where this relationship is in turmoil because you told me that this is all that you wanted from me today. That's not what adults do because tomorrow or the day after, you're going to get yours. Just relax and wait your turn.
I can't see me going to bed.
That's why I told y'all that Tana is irregular. She's different.
Can't see me just going to bed saying I want head, because once you get head, you're going to want to jump on it.
Sometimes I just want head. I don't want that in me right now. I just want some head and I'm going to go to sleep. Why does it hurt me to understand that I want some head and go to fuck asleep? Somebody asked you that?
I knew when they started making all that new shit, all them stupid ass toys and dildos, this shit like this will happen. Because somebody did that shit to me. Somebody said that to me last night. They were like, when I went on, I just want a quick nut. I put my toys out. That shit made me mad as hell.
No, first of all,
I'm not going to say
no to you and then grab a toy. That's just a redundant. Like, I'm not going to say no and then pull out a toy.
Because you got
like
some toys?
Insult. I don't got shit. Why I got shit? Like, I can't make a phone call. What's the problem?
There you go. That's my kind of. I told you it was irregular. Now I bet you all the rest of them got toys and popped them things out. Sexy
no,
old boy.
I mean,
sexy old boy. You got how many toys you got?
I got about 5.
You only got 3 toys, man. You only got 3 toys.
That nigga's KB still toy store.
I go to sex toys, parties.
Oh, you need to follow.
I like your voice.
Yeah, thank you.
Just don't tell me your name is Mordecai.
You know, to each his own. Like you know, like everybody has a thing for something or another. You can't really say, like some dudes right now, they say, oh, I'm not going for that. You go for that, nigga, if that's your girl. You go for it. You ain't sit there and argue with me about it. You ain't going to sit there and argue with me about what I'm going to do with my pussy on a Monday night.
Oh, yes, the fuck I am.
Arguing with yourself. You going to be arguing with yourself.
I'm going to argue with my fucking self, but I'm arguing, nigga. You ain't going to tell me what the fuck I ain't going to do. I'm arguing. Bet your ass on that shit. We all do.
Hey, so that's a cougar there, huh?
What? All right.
Yeah,
we here.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Turn that seatbelt noise down, please. Thank you.
Oh, sorry.
What the fuck is with this shit?
You're in New York?
Tiffany, thank you.
No, no comment.
Hey, Seth, who's sexy over 40?
Baba?
Yeah.
Who is sexy over 40? She knew.
I don't know who that is.
Hello, I'm new. How you doing?
Okay, let's go to the third topic.
We need a directory, Steph.
I need a directory?
We need a fucking directory.
If you and your partner's in a relationship, right, and y'all have mutual friends, and y'all break up, do you break up with their friends as well? Or you separate your friends?
No, most women these days just start fucking their friends.
Oh,
God. Oh, that's a meow.
Who's that? Who said meow?
That was you.
Oh,
of course.
You was the first one to say, what's your take on that, Lola?
On my take on what?
If you and your partner have mutual friends and y'all break up, what do you do with the friends? Do you break the friends up, too? Or you put them in separate categories? What do you do?
No, I'm going to break them up.
Would you have sex with any
cool with the friends?
No, yeah, we on the go.
Okay.
Would you have sex with any of your friends?
Okay, now,
hell
here's
no.
The kicker. Now, would you be mad if your friends was hanging out with your ex?
Exactly.
Say it again?
Would you be mad at your friends if they was hanging out with your ex?
If they were hanging out with my ex. It depends on what kind of relationship they developed while we were together. Huh?
Why I got a different type of relationship?
Because if you wasn't fucking with him like that when I was with him, why the fuck you fucking with him when I was
exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Y'all was using the agenda that she had when y'all were together coming to light.
No. I don't have a problem with that at all because it's happened. I don't have a problem with that at all. But I do know one thing for sure. You ain't going to be key-keying and keeping no secrets on behalf of my ass. That's for sure.
You maintain a friendship outside of me.
Once y'all are friends, I have nothing to do with that equation. Y'all friends. Y'all hanging out. It's whatever. I will never bring you up in a discussion, so don't bring me up in no damn discussion.
So you would be
that's
right
only
going to
make the situation.
If one of your friends started fucking with Bobby.
So Lola. So if you found out they were hanging out all the time and you never knew, you wouldn't be upset behind it?
Well, first of all,
I
would be upset.
If
I would be upset if I had to find out that y'all were still hanging out with each other because you're my friend. And like I said, he's just using a name. If you're my friend and you say, oh, I'm hanging out with such and such and... You know, you're going to tell me that because you're going to have to own me that respect, and it's a certain level of loyalty that you have between your friends. Now, if you was my friend and you met my man through me, you're going to have to tell me that you're still hanging with my friend, and you're going to ask me if it's all right. Because I would do I would do the same
what
thing to you.
So
and so invited me. So and so invited me to a party. So and so invited me here. It's gonna be a bunch of us. Are you cool with that? Are you cool with that?
You fucking with you checking in with you.
Listen, look, only niggas that do that shit under the covers and behind closed doors, those are the only people that's gonna those are the only people that are gonna sit there and say that what I'm saying is wrong.
We're not saying it's right or wrong, but why, like you just said, you're not together no more. Why should it be brought
to
attention?
Yeah, but we're friends. You're gonna feel a way if your bitch started hanging out with your homie.
We talking about women. You ain't hanging out with none of my friends.
You said vice versa. So what
right,
I'm saying
no,
is,
right.
a nigga
okay.
is
in
gonna,
the, in the,
if,
listen,
in
if
the
me
rule
and you was fucking, if we break up, you ain't hanging out my mans afterwards. Period.
Exactly.
Okay, that's what she's saying.
That's what I'm saying.
She said it's all right. But
it's cool with me. It's cool with me. But I'm gonna need you to. I don't need to fucking click on Facebook one day and see y'all niggas at a fucking party. No,
wow.
You gonna tell me that you was hanging
wow.
my ex man
wow.
because you might have an ulterior motive. That's why.
Exactly.
Why was it a big secret? You can say what you want to say to be conflicting and to be but you do know that if I'm hanging with somebody and
you're real passionate about this answer.
No. Come on now. I'm like 3-4 drinks in. I get loud when I drink.
Let me get some minutes.
What is that? They are very passionate about this. They experienced this shit before. I think we need to switch
because
they mad as hell.
No, because I'm gonna tell you why. Because my ex felt the way about his brother and his brother's wife still being friends with me. And it's not like his brother was trying to fuck me. It's his brother and his wife that's still friends with
me. Let me get some shit in. So here's a scenario. Yo, fucking ex. And I'm your homie, but your ex, and I'm cool with your ex. You fire this nigga, and I got to check in. What I do?
You ain't got to check in every time. But, like, one time, well, first of all, you're going to satisfy my feelings if you're my friend. You're going to say, as a friend, you're going to say to me,
so I
got to
buy into that bullshit because my
you
friend
know
is selling
you know what?
Some bullshit.
But you know what? The thing about that is that everything that you... First of all, Big Homie, you don't have no regards for people's feelings at all.
I do too. You don't like to fuck them the way
they want to be fucked as long as you get yours. You don't give a fuck about how they feel at the end of the day.
You just said
if the bitch don't want to give you no, you won't be mad, you're going to be beefing. That's the truth.
All right. But this is different.
But see, I'm telling you that... It's okay for everybody to be friends. Number one, because if I'm not fucking with you no more, unless we had a real nasty breakup, I really don't have a problem. Because I'm going to see you again.
If you keep cutting me off, I'm going to finish my point. Here's my point. You fire this nigga. You move on. What's the point of holding on to who's fucking with the dude?
If my homegirl is hanging with them,
yeah.
You fired the nigga.
If my homegirl is hanging with them,
that means
you shouldn't have fired them.
But they're mutual friends, though, Lola, so that doesn't mean anything?
Does it matter?
Mark's sitting on the line?
I didn't hear you, Dallas. What'd you say?
No, the question was if both of you are mutual, like your mutual friends, like they became mutual friends.
So it's not like she met... It's not like your homegirl met him when y'all was fucking. You talking about y'all was all mutual friends?
Okay, no.
He was already friends?
Say, Tip, me and you fucking, and you met one of my friends. And now.
Okay, through you.
We were, right? Okay, through me. But over
right.
the years, 5, 10 years, whatever, y'all became really tight. Now me and you stopped speaking. Are you supposed to stop speaking to that person because of them?
No, I think they know that.
I'm saying? I got to check in with Lola to make sure me and my man, my new
I'm
man,
saying,
is kind of going bowling.
Look, I'm not saying it like it's a military thing, but it depends. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying it like,
yeah.
oh, you got it got to be some serious shit. You can say casually. It's not like, you know, I've got a friend that a dude I was fucking with asked, wanted to hang out with her, and she told me about it.
What if I don't tell you?
If you don't tell me, I'm not going to fly off the handle. I'm just going to be like, oh, where is I hanging out together? Oh, okay, what's that do? That's common. That's just human nature to want to know what's going on between your friend and your ex. Like, what was the nature of this gathering? Like, what the fuck you was doing with him? You know what I'm saying?
You put like a time frame on it. Like, it just depends.
No, that's what I said. That was the original question.
If you met a mutual friend
and y'all became real good friends, do y'all break up? Do you stop? We're not talking about me and you fucking for like 2-3 months and we break up and now you're friends. You're still hanging out with my friend. No, if time goes on later on. 5 years
from
now,
y'all
became really nice.
I don't know about that
checking
in shit though.
Do you stop speaking to them or hanging out with them?
It just depends, like, on the type of, I guess, the relationship y'all had or how we all used to hang out. Because if it wasn't like, you know, if my friend knew you through me for these 5 years and, yeah, she came around, you know, y'all became friends, but y'all not really, like, friends like that, then, no, it's no reason for her because you wasn't really her friend like that.
After you fucking stop fucking with the ex, you move on, you feel that the friends have some kind of responsibility to check in with you like a PO.
You say check in like every time.
But you say that, big homie, like if you fucking with some chick for a good minute and then she meets some of your homies throughout the time, y'all break up for whatever reason, say like it was like her fault that y'all broke up or whatever,
right.
Then you find out she hanging with one of your homies, it's like,
I don't give
a fuck.
That's why I canceled her.
Well, no, you ain't cancel her. She canceled your ass, and then next
time
she hanging with
We not together.
She hanging with
we not together. We not together.
You say that now, but if you have feelings, you ain't gonna want
her
hanging out with
you. You know how many chicks?
You
know how many chicks my dudes have smashed that I smashed?
You might have just been fucking her. I'm talking about actually was in a long-term relationship with her 5-10 years, and then, you know, she meets your homies. You know, they cool because she always around you and your homeboys, whatever.
I'm going to say this, but it's have nothing to do with me not having feelings because I do have feelings. It's just that when I fucking move on, I don't give a fuck.
Steph, you get that text?
I maintain friendships with my exes, so I'm gonna see you again. So I don't want you.
Friendship is different from caring who they fucking.
Steph, you said that the person moves on, or they said y'all just broke up.
Y'all not together no more.
Okay, it's different. It's one thing if I broke up, we moved on, I got married or some shit like that, then no, I probably wouldn't give a fuck. But if I just broke up,
my friend is still hanging.
I'm not fucking hanging. It's just certain things that, I mean, I don't think, even if it was me and a nigga, like if I met my dude's friend,
how old were you at the time of this scenario, though?
First of all, I can't even fathom it because, you know, girl power is in full effect. So if I don't fuck with a nigga, they ain't fucking with me.
When you're 6'1", of course a bitch going to check in.
They don't want that action.
I'm telling Laura everything.
My friends ain't going. Family, these are my friends.
I seen them niggas you running around with. Them niggas are telling you everything, yo.
Nigga, my friends ain't got nothing to do with it.
In my opinion, your attitude should reflect how long you was with that person. If you wasn't with him that long, shouldn't give a fuck. You was like, this is your nigga. Y'all was living together.
What do you call that long?
I mean, even if you develop feelings, because you gonna have feelings for somebody, and then okay, here you go. Next thing you know, like you said, you see on Facebook, boom, she all at some little gathering with him and the rest of his friends or whatever. You like, damn, what the fuck? I mean, you just
one,
like this bitch hanging out and she met him through you.
Well, you
it's
gotta
like,
know
who
you call your friend too, though.
Y'all women don't flock with too many people because if you got a chick that
ain't your friend, you shouldn't care. But if she your friend, then you
right.
care.
Yeah,
I wouldn't care. I want him to tell me how it is.
No, but if it's
Okay, but it also goes, it goes both ways. And that's the case, then, if y'all together, they shouldn't hang up. Even if, okay, say you and your partner don't break up, y'all still boyfriend, girlfriend. That means they shouldn't be allowed to hang out with your friends and y'all together if you're not around either, then, right?
If any female friend hang out with the ex-man, they ain't their friend, in my opinion. Because you know he want to fuck women and don't want to fuck.
If we're still together, if we're still together, we're dating, me and you are dating, that means I can't hang out with your friends if you're not around and vice versa as well, right?
First of all, it ain't going to be no time in the day where you're going to be hanging with my friends without me if we still together.
Exactly. But you talking about after the fact, like y'all broke up. No, if you met my dude through me, and yeah, you might have been around him because of me. No, if we break up, no, you're not going to be hanging out with him. That's not going to happen. So it only makes it worse if the girl or the guy, whatever, is being sneaky about it. Like Lola said, if she was like, oh, so-and-so invited me to this big party he had.
Everything is not sneaky. Everything is not sneaky if you don't tell somebody.
No,
come out.
Can I get a minute?
You two dames is hogging the mic. Pass the mic, Flavor Flav. Check it out.
No.
Hold up.
Okay.
If I don't feel the urge to tell you something, whatever it is that I'm doing with your ex, or if it slipped my mind, that is not the same thing as being sneaky.
First of all, when the nigga asks you to hang out with him, you should automatically associate that nigga with your own girl that he's
fucking
with.
What you find important, I may not find important.
All right, well, okay, then we're going to have a discussion about that. I'm going to tell you how I feel.
You might think I should have told you this because you find it important. And in the back of my mind, I'm saying that was nothing.
If it was a dude, it should be the chick telling him that his friend wanna hang out, not the dude telling him because you nasty shit, you're another man trying to talk to her. The chick should be telling you that's what it is, and the dude should be telling the chick, I'm going to hang out with your friend. And if she got a problem with it, then that's them.
Y'all broke up. Why is she telling his girl? He ain't going to tell his girl, oh, yeah, I want to hang out with your friend. So it's on your friend to be like, oh, so-and-so wanted me to hang out with him.
Get even.
This should go that way.
Who said that shit over there? Who said that shit?
I said, don't get mad. Get even.
Who is that?
Who is that? I like you. I like you more and more.
Y'all say that now, but the minute the girl y'all was fucking with, y'all homeboys, y'all gonna cry.
Why you call yourself sexy over 40? You're over 40 then, right?
Yeah, I'm over
40. I ain't gonna cry.
Cool.
You do what the fuck you gonna do. I'm moving on, yo. There's more chicks out there with friendly coochie, and it's no need to be hanging on.
I don't need every single detail of every time that y'all hang out. But initially, when it first happens, just put a bug in my ear. Yo, so-and-so asked me, whatever. Because like I said, friendships can be taken very lightly. And on another note, you got people that respect and value a friendship, and they're like, yo, you going to think about your friend.
Let me ask that something. I like what you said, Sexy Over 40. How do you get even?
You fuck one of his homeboys.
God damn, you know what she was going.
That wasn't Sexy Over 40. That was Tiffany.
Nah, Tiffany ain't saying no shit like that.
I got feelings and I rock with my feelings, but that's not for me to be sharing with everybody. I'm an emotional type of dude, but they there, you know what I mean? I couldn't be fucking with a woman for 20 years and be heartless. But here's the deal: as me as your friend, I do have an obligation to share certain things with you that I feel is pertinent. I just learned that shit on Law and Order. I just found learned that word. Pertinent. If it's pertinent, I have to share that with you. But I feel like this information is a non-motherfucking factor, and I don't share it with you, that don't automatically classify me as a bad friend.
So wait, if y'all want me to tell me, if y'all ex-friend, one of y'all friends can say, yo, such and such, I want to start fucking with blah, blah, blah. Are y'all really going to tell y'all true feelings to her? Or y'all
no,
act like
we ain't
it's
seen
good?
Nothing about, we ain't seen nothing about fucking with them. We said to continue to maintain a friendship.
You said he
wanted
to hang out
the,
and they was good company?
No, well, I mean,
true.
What happened to
that's
the nigga you used to have? Why the fuck you got to hang with the dude I used to fuck? I mean, how, don't you have
you
to
you used to. It's
you
over,
know?
Though. It's over,
yeah,
though.
My thing is, I mean, you just extra thirsty because I know you hang with other niggas. Now you want to start hanging out with the dude I used to fuck with?
No, but everybody,
they hang out with you, and you ain't even got to be broke up. They still hang out with your friends or whatever, you know, vice versa.
Everybody is somebody,
no,
somebody
you
used to fuck.
It don't matter. Well, my friends, if they my friends, then no. What the fuck you hanging out
hey,
with? Yo,
that's just like, you know what?
That's funnier than you.
You used to
hey,
talk to my friend. Boy,
y'all
I be like, man, that was so long ago.
One at a time,
y'all.
y'all shouldn't be talking about how good the dick was then.
It ain't got to be that. That person could
matter.
Be funnier.
Hey, Mark, you
hit
right on the head. Yeah, right on the head. Because y'all women go telling y'all friends each other how good the dick was and make them want it because they ain't getting no good dick.
Nah, well, I guess I feel that way because, I mean, if my friends tell me some shit about some nigga they fucking and the dick good, they break up, nowhere in my mind am I going to be, like, trying to hang with him. Like, I don't care if we did become cool or whatever. Like, I just don't feel like certain shit you just don't do. So
yeah,
I would not be trying to hang with him. Yeah,
Tiffany, shut the fuck up. Listen, you was dating Steph. Oh no, that's not a good look. I'm dating Lola, right?
Oh, that's
Steph is my man. So me and Lola break up. But Steph is a fucking riot. He not a party. He have a good time. He's always
going
to the party.
I don't have a problem with that.
Time out. My point is, you meet people and they have different positions in your life. The dude that you date in position is different from his homie's position. His homie ain't got no obligations. So y'all always out hitting the club. Y'all dancing. You're having a good time. That's why friendship continues. That's if the friendship continue, because he ain't dating you. So y'all gonna be brothers and shit.
You talking about same sex?
Same sex?
I'm talking about my home girl.
Right.
Okay, so your home girl is still with me.
My
home
girl is
me and you break up. Me and you break up, and I'm hanging out with your home girl. I have a different relationship with her, because I'm not fucking her. So we bugging out.
It don't matter.
Because you fucking jealous. But to the people that's hanging out.
No, it's not jealous because that's it. But you got to look at it from your point. If you fucking with a bitch and then y'all stop fucking around, like you and Steph real cool. And next thing you know, me and you been fucking around for like 5 years, whatever. Then next thing you know, you see me hanging with Steph all the fucking time. You going to be feeling some type of way. You know what I'm saying?
So you're trying to say, Tiffany,
nice,
you're trying to say
cool.
When y'all was together, they wasn't hanging out together. Then they started hanging out after y'all broke up. That's what you're trying to say?
That's what you would be mad about?
Or
more. Like, now all of a sudden, all the time, you
want to
hang out with somebody, I just stop fucking.
But he ain't
that
fucking fun to be around.
Maybe your friend didn't
want to
interfere.
Exactly.
She didn't want to interfere because y'all was together. She didn't want to seem like she was trying to take your man. Now
that's what I'm saying. But now she thirsty, and now you
want to
hang out with that
means
she
wants
to
fuck somebody. Why got to be thirsty? Maybe they
all women got that in the back of their mind. They see some other chick with another nigga. They be like, damn, that ain't me. And then when that nigga available and they got a little time to shine, they gonna get
well,
a little taste of that.
Why they can't be purely platonic? And when you was dating her, I couldn't truly be the friend to you I wanted to because you was dating her. But now that you're not dating her,
because I might notice that your friend would look better than you, so I might like it with my chance.
Well, if it's all platonic, ain't no fucking sex involved with it. It's just that I like your company. You're more of a friend. You're a friend I like having. And now that you're not with this person,
No,
you say I can't be the friend, I can't be the friend.
But my thing situation and you continue to do it, then I'm going to have an issue with that. You know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, we might have broke up, but, I mean, you know, you still have feelings. So it's like, you know, my friend, if I tell her, well, I mean, what the fuck is y'all doing, hang? I mean, what's that about? And,
because
you
your
know,
feelings,
you,
I can't have a good friend because your ass is feeling some kind of way.
So let me ask you this. Can you fuck your friends? Can you fuck your friends?
Yes.
You could?
What you mean? Like, I mean, what are you trying to ask?
So I'm just asking, could you fuck your friends? Just fuck them. Like, just say, all right, well, I want to get it in with you tonight just because you're my friend. Could you do that?
I mean,
because,
no
dude, a dude could be a friend, but there's always in the back of his mind, if he got a chance to hit it, would he? I don't think too many wouldn't.
I don't want to fuck.
Well,
I don't want to fuck every chick
I know.
That's
what I'm saying. Before I even get to that, and my friend tells me, okay, well, I want to hang with Steph or Mark, whatever, I'm gonna have some time. If I tell her the way I feel about that, then you know, I don't think she should be hanging with him, especially if she met him through me.
If that's the case, then no
way
she hang out with nobody.
What do you do now if your friend is hanging out with your girl, hanging out with your man, and y'all didn't break up, y'all still a couple?
Oh, no, hell no. Mm-mm. You ain't about to hang out. What do you need to hang with my dude for what?
What does that say about your pussy? You have no confidence in your pussy.
No, it does not, because, I mean, your coochie could be good all day long, but, I mean, niggas want to fuck what they want to fuck, so it's like... All right,
but you worried about it. You shutting down them hanging out is not going to stop him from wanting to fuck her.
Well, you ain't going to do that shit on my behalf. Like, I ain't going to just knowingly
that
know about this shit. Now, if you do that behind my back, it's different. But me knowingly knowing y'all hanging out, oh, no.
Together. That ain't even my worry no more. This shouldn't even be my worry anymore.
It's not about being your worry. It's just, I mean, you're going to feel some type of way if one of your good friends is hanging out with a nigga you used to fuck.
But if they was friends already, there's nothing for you to do about that. What they going to do, they going to do.
Sexy over 40.
Yes.
Sexy over 40.
Yes.
Are you there, sexy?
Yeah, I'm here.
Well, I'm one of your man's good friends, and he cheated on you with his friend, your friend, and fucked him, so I think you need to get even with me.
Mark, shut up.
Sometimes you just gotta, do you go about your business. That bothered him more when you ignore it.
But if you're able to do that,
you gotta check in with me because I wanna hang out with Daryl or whatever, Alex or whatever, you're going to be like, all
right,
do you? Because I'm not
going to
show no jealousy. That's what they want. That's why they do that.
How you doing?
Right. You right, but it's still, I mean, I don't know. I just,
Well, I think you've been victimized by this situation, and you need to capitalize on it.
If my dude feel a certain way because he with the chick for a long time, and he going crazy over the shit, me hanging out with the broads, I may have to think about the way I fucking handle this boy going forward with my dude. I don't want to lose my dude.
And you value your friendship.
Right, but
you value your friendship.
Right.
It shouldn't be a debate.
I'm not gonna be checking in with motherfuckers. That's not happening.
Listen. Let's say you don't check in. Let's say you don't check in. And you find, and they find out, and they voice their opinion on it, and they don't necessarily agree with it. If that is your friend's first, you have to value your friend's opinion and say to yourself, this makes her very uncomfortable.
What you telling
it's
me
my
is...
friendship. Let me finish. It's my friendship with my friend that I've no longer worth me being friends with this other person. That's what you got to think
saying,
about at the end of the day.
What you're saying to yourself is that in your friendships, no matter if your friends sound retarded and crazy, you gotta value that shit.
Man, listen, if you're my friend, I'm just gonna consider
how I handle the broad going forward. I ain't saying I'm a fucking agree.
But the thing about it is, how many bitches is out here? Why you gotta talk to the one that your homeboy used to fuck with like that? You know what I'm saying? Like, how many bitches is out here?
Y'all making this, y'all putting all the emphasis. Y'all putting all the emphasis on a friend, but y'all not looking at y'all ass looking psycho over a person that y'all don't ever fuck with no more.
Psycho. You acting like people are foaming at the mouth and having a fit.
You said if a nigga don't tell you they go to a party with a nigga, you won't feel a certain way.
Listen, I'm like, don't tell me. So what's the certain? No, hold on. What's the certain way? What's the certain way? What I'm telling you is that if you.
I'm sorry. I don't want no problem. I'm sorry, nigga.
This is what I'm saying. And this is with anything. Your ex, anything. If you got a friend and you value your friend's friendship and they say something to you, you have to sit there. You got to ponder on it, and it's your choice whether to respect it or not. If you go against the grain and do something the total opposite of what your friend is telling you not to do, you may or may not respect it, but you got to accept the fact that your friend is going to feel a way if you go against the grain after they've been told you not to do something or asked you not to do something. If I say I feel uncomfortable with you fucking with my homegirl,
if you really think that I'm a friendship, it's not that,
but it's, I mean, you still, your feelings are still going to be there. Like, you sit here and say that now, but a bitch that you really be fucking with, go start hanging out with fucking whoever you
talk
to.
Yeah, that's insane.
You're going to feel some type of way. You're going to act hard like that shit don't faze you, but you're going to be crying at home like, I can't believe this bitch fucking with so-and-so.
Let's just say it like this. Let's flip it. Say he not somebody you know. Just to say somebody meet that you know your girl. Say like
that's not the question.
It's the same thing. Tana and Tiffany, right? Let's just say let's just say irregular and Tiffany, right? Let's just say I'm fucking with Tana and that's my boo forever. We break up. You come up here, Tiffany, and I know y'all was cousins and best friends, and then I start fucking with you. She gonna feel the right way? Did you still fuck with a nigga?
I'm the type of girl. I wouldn't know if I'm her friend and I know she fucking with you. So I'm not gonna
I'll tell you how I am.
I'm not gonna fuck my friend's friends. I mean, I'm just not gonna do that or no dude that my friend is fucking. So that's just me. But I mean, you asking a different whole question. That's not the question.
Y'all, the four women I know on this phone that feel that way. Well, a nigga fuck with y'all, they banned for life because y'all going to feel some type of way regardless.
No, it's not all the time. If you don't move on,
I'm feeling real judged. I'm feeling real judged right now.
You should be.
Hey, listen, y'all just beat around the bush talking about some bullshit, right?
Last week it was a question, it was almost into a question as to How long is it before you give head?
How soon is it, something like that?
What?
Y'all know what's how long is it? How long? When is the right time to start giving head and when you fuck them? Something like that.
Most of them said shit whenever they fuck.
Exactly.
So what's that got to do with today's question? Y'all just going around in circles about nothing. That's why we just stopped it. Hello? Hey, Tiffany.
I had a situation where I was in a long-term relationship. The relationship, we broke up due to him having another family. And I was very good friends with the guy's brother, the girlfriend of the brother. I cut them all off, the mother, the everybody. Once we all cut off, I cut off everybody.
But did you do it because you felt betrayed, like they all knew? Not only that,
I felt like they was coming to me with information or trying to tell me something. Like, if you're trying to move on.
You got all those special things going on.
No, you trying to move on. You don't want to hear nothing about your ex.
Right, but you know what? That's what I said.
But they have a connection. So, therefore, every now and then, something's going to come up. Oh, they having a cookout and X, Y, and Z going to be there. That's going to make you tight. Because you be like, why the fuck are you telling me that? Like, you know what? You out of here. I don't even want to fuck with you.
Right, that's what
so,
I said. I said, don't
friends,
tell me nothing about him.
Right. Y'all can still be friends.
Hey, this sex line is not for helping relationships. We trying to get some new sex friends.
No. I said, y'all could still be cool. Just don't come to me telling me nothing about what he's doing, what he did, or who he's with. Now, if you still want to hang with him or cool with him, don't come to me with him about
you just
anything.
Said you made a good point then. When you fuck with one of your ex-boyfriends, do you still cool with his family and stuff like that, his mother and all of that?
No, she just said she cut them all off.
You cut them all off, right? Well, you good.
Listen,
what about you?
I had a relationship with the dude.
Do you cut everybody off after you break up with your boyfriend?
You damn right.
You cut the whole family off.
No, I'm still cool. I can't really answer that.
So your current situation, you break up with it. Do you still go to the family cookout next week?
Hell yeah.
Tana, you're irregular. You're not the same. I mean, Lola.
I still show my face.
Even when he brought his new girl around?
Guess what? He don't. He don't do that because they don't accept her. So, yeah, I slap all the time.
So now you're definitely showing up just to see what he got.
What?
I said,
good hygiene.
Look better than always.
Good hygiene. What is you talking about?
I said, do you show up? Who is that, Sex Table 40?
No, here's the thing. Let me tell you something, good hygiene. The scenario was that when everything happened, they came to me. Like, I wasn't fucking with them. Like, they came to me and was like, yo, we still love you, you know, whatever, you family, you was in forever in the day, blah, 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 blah. His family's still coming my crib. Still coming my crib to this day.
I don't even ask about him.
Like, if that's what it is. We don't got to talk about him. We got our own relationship. We don't got to talk about him. We do things together. I was just with them at the beach. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got too much shit going on to be worrying about what you're doing. And I already built it
unless your girlfriend hanging out with him, there's a fucking problem.
But let me tell you something.
Tiffany,
hold up. Let me tell you something.
Okay.
My cousin called me and said, yeah, we all went out to a party together, blah, blah, blah. She mentioned it to me. Yeah, we was all at a party, blah, 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 blah. That was the end of the discussion. I was like, oh, where is she? Like, yeah, you know, whatever. Before she could get into any extra details, I cut it off. I don't want to hear nothing about him, but I wasn't mad at her for hanging with him because she was hanging with him before.
But as soon as she told you,
right,
as soon as she told you, Tana, Lola, as soon as she told you, your fucking ass was mad as hell.
No, it wasn't because she knew him. She knew him for the same amount of time that I did.
The question was somebody who you met through them, so it's different.
No. She knew him, but she didn't start hanging with him until I started fighting with him.
Let me ask you this. When is the right time to start sucking dick?
when you start fucking him. What's the problem?
What'd you think about that sex here with 40? When is it the right time to start having oral? When is it for? How long before you give it?
Oral sex is just part of sex, player.
It's part of it.
No. You're not supposed to eat it on the first night.
Yeah, no, you're supposed to. Yeah,
Especially if they didn't take a shower right in front of you.
What's the difference between the first night and the third night?
Two nights.
What's the difference?
You're not supposed to eat fast food anyway. You only supposed to home cooked meals. And like I tell y'all, you can't be eating everything because you know what I mean. You can't do that.
Well, you want a girl to suck your dick, right? And when y'all first start fucking, right?
That's emotional. Sucking and eating, that's emotional. That's something you should do to share with them. You're only supposed to do that right away. Like, anybody, you're supposed to care about these feelings.
Once we title us and say we in a relationship, then I do the fucking.
If you're in a relationship, that's different because you're going to grow.
This one.
Oh, man. But what if you mean in a relationship for like a year?
Relationship with me could be within a month, 2 months, 3. I mean,
You would want
that good sex here for
you? Not me.
All right, well, listen, y'all. Listen, we gotta cut that show short. We have a few seconds left, so we're gonna close it out.
Steph, we don't want to hear that shit. We about
listen,
to get to who wants to who gets our dick bad.
We gotta close it out. Today was a great fucking show. Nice hot topic, nice debates, and it's Butter Baby with GQ Palace, baby. We signing off, baby. See y'all boys next Monday. Hey, if you guys want anything y'all want to talk about, y'all want to discuss anything, y'all want a certain topic you want to talk about next week, inbox me on Facebook. And holler at your boy. Signing off, baby. GQ Pass, brother, baby. Later.
It's your boy, Mike J. The RMC singer. Get up for the club. Yeah, we popping bottles. I'm throwing them dollars up. And VIP, I'll hit it. I'm sipping on Patron. I'm six ladies with me. I'm partying all night long. I feel my grown man shit like this. I feel my grind. I just can't miss. Ain't no doubt about it. Getting money ain't no stopping. And that's why I'm turned up like this. Oh, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man shit. I'm on my grown man. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. We getting money, popping bottles, and we shut shit down. Can't nobody stop me, can't nobody stop me, I'm hot. Can't nobody stop me, I'm hot.
Can't nobody stop me.
I'm a baller in my city and that's how I do it. First name money, last name maker. If she looking good, then you know I gotta take her. My money's so bold, your pocket's so timid. Yeah, I'm down, done, I done did it. All black shades with all black fitted. Yeah, I'm making rain, I'm really talking. Cold, 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 Antarctica. My shade, baby, yeah, I need a knife. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man. I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, I'm on my grown man, we get